City recovers, but pain lingers. More than 130 redshirts remain jailed. A year after the May 19th crackdown, more than 130 redshirts who resisted the military are still behind bars. Their bail requests have been repeatedly denied by the courts. Most of the detainees, especially those in the northeastern provinces of Mukdahan, Ubon Ratchathani, and Udon Thani, were charged with arson of state properties. About 800 redshirts were arrested nationwide, and most of them were gradually released due to lack of evidence. A total of 175 people nationwide, including Bangkok, were charged under the emergency decree, with acts of violence and other criminal charges, including terrorism. Of those, 5 were released after serving jail time, and 35 were released on bail. Based on accounts given to the Truth for Reconciliation Commission of Thailand, most detainees could be bystanders. Police and prosecutors have told the courts that many of the suspects were arrested on the basis of photographic evidence only. Anon Nampa, a lawyer for the Rasadon Basong's Jurist Group, a volunteer lawyers group helping the accused, said relatives of the detainees would travel to Bangkok to petition the Office of the Attorney General today to have the cases withdrawn. As the country is in the election mode and gearing towards reconciliation, relatives of the detainees are hoping their call for a goodwill gesture will receive attention, said Mr. Anon. Further prosecution of small cases related to the unrest would not do any public good, the lawyers said. The plight of grassroots redshirts has attracted little attention from the public at large. If they are granted bail, they could prepare themselves to fight those charges. That means they could defend their basic rights better, he said. Most detainees faced multiple charges. The charges concerning damaging state properties and arson have proven to be the most complicated and lengthy. The bail set for these redshirt detainees is high, 500,000 baht on average. Mr. Anon said while the UDD and Pueutai Party have said they're willing to act as guarantors, the courts have denied the redshirt's request for bail. Detainees in provinces face greater difficulties as they're often the main earners of low-income families. Their detention was a real catastrophe for the dependents, young or old, he said. Wee Nai Pin Xin Chai, 33, a street vendor, spent 8 months in prison and was released on bail a few months ago. During the first few months of his detention in Mukdahan, he felt so stressed that he tried to commit suicide by swallowing liquid fabric softener. The father of two still has to take stress relief pills. I've heard voices in my head. Sometimes I'm scared to be among people. But overall, it's a lot better now than being in the cell. At least I can help my wife sell gui toa, fried banana, and konom Tokyo, Japanese crepe, and take care of my two kids, said Mr. Wee Nai, a Nakhon Pathom native. All I did was to roll a few tires around to protest against the crackdown in Bangkok. Why did they arrest me for arson? He asked. Mr. Wee Nai said some people set state properties on fire while others tried to calm them down. I was among those who tried to talk to the mobs, but there were so many people and I was tired. I returned to my daily chores, buying cooking gas for my wife and delivering gluay thot to a shop near Lotus Superstore. When I went back to the scene, it was already in flames, he said. Mr. Wee Nai did not feel he'd been abandoned by the UDD or Pueutai. They could not offer the detainees direct assistance because they may face further state action. Many corps leaders also face serious charges like terrorism, said Mr. Wee Nai. His wife was understanding and stood by him. Some detainees were abandoned by their wives, he said. Mr. Wee Nai plans to join the Bangkok rally to mark the event today. I joined the red shirt protest in Bangkok last year too. I do not like double standards. I hate injustice. I feel I still have to fight against it, even now, said Wee Nai. They can lock up my body, but they cannot put a lock on my soul, he said.